Welcome to The Deep Dive. We're the show that helps you make sense of complex info, really get those actionable insights, and just get better informed faster. Today, we are diving headfirst into AI in business communications. It's everywhere, right?
Yeah, and our source material for this is pretty comprehensive. It's a set of excerpts from a draft document, Chapter 2, Harnessing the Power of AI in Business Communications. So our mission today, we want to cut through all the noise and show you how tools like, you know, ChatGPT, Grammarly, and others can genuinely help your workload, sharpen your messaging, maybe even make you seem a bit smarter.
That's right. And while AI, it sounds kind of futuristic, doesn't it? But it's actually surprisingly accessible now. It's already changing how businesses talk to each other and to customers. So we'll dig into not just what AI is, but maybe why it's suddenly such a big deal. Let's jump in. The AI story. From room-sized computers to today's tools. Okay, so let's quickly define AI, just so we're on the same page. Basically, it's your computer pretending to think like a human. It can handle tasks like understanding language, recognizing faces, gives technology a tiny slice of human intuition, you could say. Though, without the actual caffeine addiction or the emotional breakdowns, hopefully.
Right. And it's amazing how far it's come. I mean, think back to the 1950s. Computers filled entire rooms. They were, well, about as user-friendly as trying to pet a porcupine, probably.
Oh.
Then John McCarthy coined the term artificial intelligence back in 1956 at Dartmouth. And the early predictions, super ambitious, personal robots cooking dinner, mowing lawns.
Spoiler alert, didn't quite happen like that, did it?
Not exactly, unless, you know, you count those robot vacuums endlessly bumping into walls as intelligence.
Ah, yeah. So then AI had its, let's call them awkward teenage years, from the 50s to the 80s. Early efforts, things like chess, turned out way harder than expected, which led to the AI winter, lots of disappointment, funding dried up a bit.
But then things shifted. Computers got smaller, faster, and that's when machine learning really took off. Instead of rigid instructions for everything, computers started learning from data. Kind of like your new intern finally figuring out how the office coffee machine works after watching everyone else.
Exactly. It learns patterns. Mm. And then came the 21st century. Suddenly, there's this explosion of data, thanks to, well, something called the internet. All that data became the training ground for AI to get really smart.
Yeah.
Facial recognition, those creepy online shopping predictions.
And a huge leap was in natural language processing, NLP.
Mm-hmm.
Computers started to understand words, sentences, even our terrible grammar sometimes. That led to sophisticated chatbots, AI assistants like Siri or Alexa, who, let's be honest, occasionally misunderstand you in hilarious ways.
Oh, definitely. So connecting this back to business comms, remember Clippy, Microsoft Office's little paperclip?
Oh, Clippy.
Well-intentioned, maybe, but irritating as sand in your shoes. Now, contrast that with modern tools. Grammarly gently suggests maybe don't start that client email with, "Hey, dude," and ChatGPT can draft emails, summarize docs, brainstorm ideas, all without that smug paperclip grin.
Exactly. Today's AI tools are more like Swiss Army knives for communication. They proofread, summarize, generate drafts, and they do it without annoying pop-ups. Companies are using AI now to analyze communication data, figure out customer sentiment, even do instant translation. Makes global teamwork, honestly, smoother than butter on toast.
Two,
your AI toolbox. Key tools revolutionizing business comms.
Okay, so that brings us to today. We've got these tools now that honestly could make even Captain Kirk jealous. They promise to make us sound professional, clear, eloquent. Let's look at some key ones. First up, the big one, right? ChatGPT. Often seen as the superstar. It's OpenAI's baby. Think of it as that cool, articulate friend you always wished you had. It generates really human-like text. It's like that Swiss Army knife we mentioned. Drafting emails, summarizing reports, brainstorming slogans. It can even gently suggest maybe rethinking that angry reply you just typed.
Mm-hmm.
You can just tell it, draft a polite yet firm response to a delayed vendor shipment, and boom.
Yeah, it's powerful. And then there's Grammarly, which is maybe like your high school English teacher.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, friendly, less sarcastic, and definitely less intimidating.
Cool.
It doesn't just flag mistakes. It tells you why something's wrong, so you actually learn.
Oh, that's key.
It saves you from mixing up defiantly and definitely, or ensures your tone is crisp and professional, really vital for business.
Absolutely. Okay, what about content creation? Jasper AI gets mentioned a lot. Its superpower seems to be creating original, engaging content faster than you can say, "Wait, I forgot how to write." You feed it ideas like, write a catchy blog intro about productivity tips, and it gets to work.
Right. And for the more technical folks, there's GitHub Copilot. It's an AI assistant for programming. It suggests lines of code as you type. Big productivity booster for developers. Helps cut down errors, too. which means smoother internal comms about project timelines.
Good point. Then there's Google Gemini. That's kind of the newest kid on the AI block, right? Lends language models with all of Google's data, and it integrates right into Gmail, Google Docs.
Seamless.
For things like quick replies, summaries. Feels like productivity just got a turbo button.
And Microsoft has its version too, Microsoft 365 Copilot. This one's like your virtual office assistant baked right into Word, Excel, PowerPoint, Teams. It aims to turn those mundane tasks into one-click wonders, like an intern who never sleeps, never makes mistakes, and crucially never complains about refilling the coffee machine.
Huh. The dream intern. Oh, meetings. Taking notes is the worst. Otter.ai helps there. Yeah, it's your AI-powered transcription sidekick. For meetings, lectures, interviews, it means you can actually listen instead of scribbling frantically, and you get a searchable transcript afterwards. No more deciphering your own handwriting.
Super useful. And then for video, there's Synthesia. This lets you create professional videos using AI with these realistic digital human presenters.
Yeah.
So you don't need Spielberg, you don't need a fancy studio, and you don't have to force your camera-shy colleagues into the spotlight. Great for training your marketing videos.
Okay, that's cool. And lastly, Notion AI. For organizing stuff. Yeah, it helps structure your thoughts, notes, ideas. It's like having a personal assistant inside your notebook, minus the awkward small talk.
So the big picture with all these tools, they aren't here to replace us. Not really. They're here to make us look smarter, sharper, faster. But, and this is key, they work best when you combine them with good old human judgment, like peanut butter and jelly. They need each other. Three, the AI balance, benefits and the quirks.
Right, so AI sounds pretty magical, but we should probably talk about the occasional annoying quirks too, shouldn't we? Gotta burst that bubble a bit if you think AI never screws up.
Exactly. Let's start with the good news, the real benefits. First, efficiency. This is huge. AI just dramatically speeds up tasks. Drafting emails, summarizing meetings, it frees you up for more strategic thinking. Or, you know, maybe finally taking that elusive lunch break.
Oh, yes, please.
Second, consistency. AI helps minimize those human mistakes, like accidentally sending cat memes to the whole company instead of just your friend.
We've all been close.
Right. It ensures consistent quality, consistent tone. Very important for branding. Third, personalization at scale. AI lets businesses tailor messages to individuals, even with huge audiences. Makes customers feel seen, heard, appreciated.
Like remembering everyone's name at a huge networking event, but without needing a photographic memory.
Precisely. Fourth, enhanced decision making. AI can chew through vast amounts of communication data super fast. Customer sentiment, market trends, it spots patterns humans might miss or just take ages to find. Helps you make smarter choices while your sanity, hopefully, remains intact.
Good goal.
And finally, multilingual capabilities. AI tools just effortlessly break down language barriers, makes global business smoother, less prone to those awkward translation mistakes.
Okay, those are some serious upsides. But you mentioned quirks. Let's talk about the dark side, the AI communication drawbacks. So don't throw away your pens and notebooks just yet. First up, AI hallucinations. This one's weird.
It really is.
AI confidently gives you information that sounds totally accurate, but is actually completely fabricated, made up.
Like it might tell you, I don't know, that penguins can fly faster than fighter jets, or reference Bigfoot Enterprises from Atlantis as a key supplier.
Right. It sounds plausible, but it's nonsense. So the takeaway is, always fact-check AI output. Always.
Crucial. Then there's the lack of emotional intelligence. AI just doesn't feel. It doesn't get nuance. So its responses can sometimes sound blunt or maybe just hilariously out of touch, especially in delicate situations.
Yeah, like an AI cheerfully suggesting discount coupons to a customer who's absolutely furious about a failed delivery.
Tone deaf.
Exactly. Next, ethical and privacy concerns. AI needs data. Lots of it. That raises big questions about how that data is used, stored, protected. You wouldn't shout your credit card number in a crowded cafe, right?
Yeah.
Same principle applies to feeding sensitive info into AI. You need safeguards.
Definitely. And what about becoming too reliant on it? Dependency. If you let AI do all the writing, all the thinking, your own skills could get rusty. Suddenly, writing a simple email feels like performing brain surgery with a butter knife. It erodes critical thinking, potentially. And finally, overgeneralization and bias. This is a big one. AI learns from human-created data. If that data contains biases, guess what? The AI learns those biases, too.
Oh, Like an AI recruiting tool that keeps favoring candidates named Bob just because past hires were mostly Bob?
Exactly that kind of thing. So you have to audit AI systems for fairness, make sure they're not perpetuating harmful stereotypes. So wrapping this section up, it's really a balancing act. AI is this incredibly powerful assistant, but it has these quirks. The magic happens when you combine AI tools with human oversight, fact-checking the critical points, and making sure there's emotional sensitivity where it matters. That combo, it's a communication powerhouse. IVV AI in action. Real-world use case.
Okay, so we've covered the theory, the tools, the good, the bad. Now let's get practical. Let's open up our AI cookbook and see how this stuff actually performs in real-life scenarios at work. Let's start with AI use cases in writing. We touched on this, but drafting emails. ChatGPT can whip up clear, polite, professional messages almost instantly. Like that example. Someone needs to reschedule last minute. Prompt. Draft, polite understanding response, reschedule tomorrow, done. Saves 5-10 minutes right there.
That's it.
Then content creation. Jasper, Google Gemini. They help battle the blank page for blog posts, social media reports, simple prompt, write catchy intro blog posts, boosting productivity, and you get a starting point, maybe even a whole draft. It's huge.
Definitely speeds things up.
And proofreading and editing, Grammarly is like your personal grammar SWAT team. Catches typos, sure, but also clarifies awkward sentences. It could save you from accidentally typing incontinence instead of inconvenience in a major proposal. You know, potentially career-saving stuff.
Huh, yes, potentially. Okay, let's shift to AI use cases in presenting. Think about AI-powered presentation creation. Microsoft 365 Copilot can take your messy notes, your scribbled ideas, and automatically turn them into beautifully organized slides.
Saves hours of fiddling with formatting.
Exactly. You jot down sales figures, key points. Copilot suggests polished slides. It's brilliant. Then video presentations with AI. We mentioned Synthesia, creating professional videos with digital presenters. It avoids all the awkwardness of speaking on camera for those who hate it.
No more sweating under the lights.
Right. Perfect for training videos, marketing updates, consistent messaging without the camera anxiety, and real-time transcriptions. Otter.ai again. In meetings during presentations, it captures every word. So you can actually engage, ask questions, think critically, instead of just trying to keep up with notes. Everything's reviewable, later, neat, organized, searchable, accurate.
That's a game changer for meetings. Okay, how about AI use cases in decision-making? This feels important. First, sentiment analysis. AI can scan thousands of customer emails, reviews, social media comments, instantly gauging the mood. Are people happy, angry, confused?
Gives you a quick pulse check.
Yeah, like summarizing reactions to a new product launch in minutes, not days. Huge for making informed choices quickly. Then predictive analytics. AI can look at past data and forecast trends. It's like a crystal ball, but, you know, scientifically valid.
Probably more accurate than a crystal ball.
Hopefully. Retailers use it to anticipate seasonal demand, manufacturers for inventory needs, helps you plan ahead, and automated data analysis. Tools like Microsoft Copilot can dive into complex Excel spreadsheets and pull out actionable insights. You don't need to become a spreadsheet wizard overnight. It might identify your top-performing sales regions or spot emerging customer trends just by analyzing the numbers.
But, and this is the crucial caveat for AI and decision-making, AI is like a really, really good GPS. It shows you the map, suggests routes, analyzes traffic.
Right.
But you are still the driver. Mm-hmm. Human judgment remains essential for context, for emotional intelligence, for ethical considerations, for that gut feeling based on experience. AI provides the data. Humans make the final call.
Great analogy. So, bottom line for this section, AI can be your workplace superpower. It saves time, cuts errors, and really amplifies what you're capable of. B, becoming an AI whisperer. Mastering prompt engineering. Okay, we've seen what AI can do. Now, how do you make it do what you want effectively? That brings us to prompt engineering. Fancy term, but it basically just means knowing how to properly ask an AI for help. It's the difference between getting vague, unhelpful answers and crystal clear outputs.
Mm-hmm.
Think of it like ordering at a fancy restaurant versus shouting food at the kitchen. Specificity gets you what you want, avoids pickled squid eyeballs you didn't ask for.
Exactly. It's an art and a science.
Okay.
So let's break down the principles of effective prompt engineering. First, and this is paramount, be clear and specific. AI isn't a mind reader. It needs details. So don't just say, write something cool about productivity. That's useless.
Right. Too vague.
Instead, try. Write a funny, engaging, 100-word introduction about productivity tips for busy office workers. See the difference.
Huge difference. Same for summaries. Not summarize the meeting.
No.
Ooh.
Summarize today's meeting, focusing specifically on marketing strategies discussed and the next action items for the sales team. precision. Second, define your audience and tone. Who are you writing for? What feeling should it convey? Tell the AI. Don't just say explain cybersecurity. Say explain cybersecurity basics in a friendly conversational tone suitable for non-technical staff. Avoids jargon. Keeps it accessible.
Makes sense. Keeps it from sounding like a textbook.
Third, provide context. Why are you asking this? What's the background? Without context, AI might just, well, hallucinate like your weird cousin at Thanksgiving dinner. So not just suggest improvements, but review this sales email draft below. It's great to potential new clients. Suggest improvements to make the tone more persuasive and professional. Context is king.
Got it. Context prevents confusion.
Fourth, limit scope. Don't ask the AI to boil the ocean. Narrow down your request. Instead of explain marketing, which is huge, ask. Explain the difference between content marketing and traditional advertising in two concise paragraphs. Focused requests get focused answers.
Okay, keep it manageable.
And finally, number five, iterate and refine. Your first prompt might not be perfect. That's okay. Look at the output. What's missing? What's wrong? Tweak your prompt and try again. Like perfecting your first pancake, you adjust as you go.
Right. It's a process. Okay. So those are the principles. Are there common ways to structure prompts? Like templates. Yeah. Think of these as common prompt patterns, kind of a shortcut cheat sheet. For emails, start with the action verb and purpose. Write a tone email to audience about subject, including key points. For summaries, summarize the following text document, focusing on specific aspects and format length. Content creation. Generate type of content about topic for audience with a tone, approximately length. Brainstorming, troubleshooting. There are patterns for lots of tasks.
Those are super helpful starting points. But just as important is knowing the prompt engineering mistakes to avoid. Don't overload one prompt with too many different tasks. Keep it focused. Don't forget to specify tone and context that leads to generic or inappropriate results. And the big one, avoid blind trust in AI outputs. Remember the flying penguins. Always review. Always verify. Don't just copy paste.
Never trust the flying penguins. Got it.
Okay, let's do a quick real life prompt scenario. The sales pitch. A poor prompt would be just, make my sales pitch better.
Useless, right?
Totally useless. A refined great prompt would be something like, review the sales pitch below. My audience is busy marketing managers at mid-sized tech companies. Rewrite it to be more concise, under 200 words. Persuasive, and use a friendly but professional tone. Highlight the time-saving benefits of our software.
See? Specific audience, tone, length, key focus. That gives the AI something concrete to work with. Mastering this skill, prompt engineering, it really is becoming a communication superpower. It helps you get better results from AI faster, makes you look more polished, professional, productive. The golden rule, just like anything else, practice. The more you do it, the better you get. Outro.
And that brings us to the end of this deep dive. We've journeyed from AI's humble beginnings, those giant buzzing machines in the 50s, all the way to modern marvels like ChatGPT and Grammarly that sit right on our desktops. Hopefully, you've got a much clearer picture now of AI's incredible superpowers in communication, but also its, well, its quirky pitfalls. Absolutely. And the core message, really, is that AI isn't here to replace human judgment or creativity, or that crucial emotional intelligence. That's still our domain. Its goal is to amplify those uniquely human strengths. It handles the tedious stuff, clears away the communication clutter, so you can focus on what matters most.
So the takeaway for you, don't be intimidated. Embrace this AI-powered landscape. Experiment with the tools. Play with prompts. Refine your approach. See what works for you.
And maybe just one final thought. Always remember to occasionally double check those AI-generated facts. Do that, combine it with your own smarts, and you'll look like a communication genius in no time.